I want you to listen to what Donald Trump's lawyer, Alina Habba, just said on Fox. She makes a pretty significant admission here about the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal case set for trial on March 25th, 2024, and how Donald Trump is going to continue to try to delay it, even ask the United States Supreme Court for help. This is what I predicted was going to be the strategy, and here Alina Habba lets it slip on this interview with Fox. Play it, then we need to talk about it. Here, play this clip.
I want to get your thoughts, even though you're not directly involved in this. You're part of the larger legal team representing the former president. But the first case that is set to go to trial is in New York City here on March 25th under Judge Mershon. And it deals with the hush money that was paid to Stormy Daniels. That's what the charge is in this case, and that it was diverted in the way that it was paid through legal fees. Do you think that case is going to get underway on March 25th? And how does the former president feel about this one that is likely to happen before, you know, right in the middle of the election season?
Yeah, it's a couple of good questions there. Number one, do I think it's going to go ahead? Well, really, it shouldn't. We have an immunity defense that's currently up on the Supreme Court. It's going to be made a decision that should be stayed until all of those decisions are made, number one. And we'll see what happens there.
Yes. So as I said, you know, the reason that Donald Trump is making this absolute immunity argument before the New York State Court Judge Juan Mershon, who's presiding over the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case against Donald Trump for his hush money payments, is Trump knows the argument is completely and utterly frivolous. He knows he's going to lose before Judge Juan Mershon, the presiding judge there, and he's then going to try to, you know, bring it to some appellate division, whether he goes to the appellate division in the New York State court system or whether he'll go to the Second Circuit from the federal system or try to get some sort of federal injunction. The problem is, you remember when the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case was first filed, Donald Trump tried to remove the case to federal court. He had that hearing before that federal judge, Judge Hellerstein. You'll have to go back to all of our hot takes from last March, you know, when the criminal charges were brought. And Trump expressly waived any claim of absolute presidential immunity, and the judge stated that in his order. So Donald Trump does not have any colorable claim at all for absolute presidential immunity. But here's what I always predicted he was going to do, and here's what Alina Habba is basically choreographing. So I just want to prepare you for the steps. I think Donald Trump will try to make a direct appeal to the United States Supreme Court. I think he's going to try to go around all of the circuit courts, and I think because he's waived this at every level, I think he goes right to the Supreme Court and says that this is an urgent issue. He's going to argue that there's already on April 25th a hearing on the Washington, D.C. federal criminal case that the Supreme Court set on the issue of absolute presidential immunity there. And Trump's going to say, you know, look, you need to combine this Manhattan District Attorney criminal case and my immunity claims here, merge that with the April 25th oral argument on the Washington, D.C. case for Trump's attempt to overthrow the results of a free and fair election, and Supreme Court step in. I need your help the same way you've taken away women's reproductive rights, the same way you've destroyed the separation of church and state, the same way that you have, continued to allow the proliferation of weapons of war, the same way you've had all of these horrific rulings. I need another solid from you, Supreme Court. You got to stop this case. I think that's his next move. And you may go, Ben, why are you giving him strategy? Don't coach him. I'm not. He's already doing this. I'm trying to inform everybody about what his moves are next. Frankly, when the Supreme Court granted certiorari in the Washington, D.C. case, my mind already went to the Manhattan District Attorney case, and I told Karen Friedman Agnifilo and Michael Popak and all of our staff here at the Midas Touch Network, I said, let me tell you what he's going to do. I put it in a text, but I didn't want to do a hot take on it because I didn't want to be accused of giving him the guidance on about what to do. But it took Trump about 2 or 3 weeks to reach the conclusion of where I was telling Karen and Popak I think he was going to eventually get to. And now that he's doing that, I want to let you know what I think his moves are. So I think he just goes directly to the Supreme Court and says, look, you've got this April 25th, merge the cases, stay this case, and we'll allow, we want you to hear the Manhattan District Attorney issues then as well. I mean, here's the thing too, though. I mean, what Trump is claiming is that the crimes that took place before he was in office should receive absolute presidential immunity because he was engaged in the cover-up while he was in office. So his whole point is, look, I said these posts about Michael Cohen and I did all of these things while I was in office. And that's why I should be entitled to immunity for the conduct that took place before I was in office, because they should all merge and meld together. Trump's other argument, and we did a hot take on it here as well, is he's making a advice of counsel defense, sort of, not like a formal one, whatever this even means. It's bizarre. He goes, I'm going to blame my lawyers, but not formally blame my lawyers for the reason a crime was committed. So Trump's essentially arguing in both cases, I did it, but I'm immune from it, or it's my lawyer's fault while I did it. Speaking of this Alina Habba interview as well, I mean, here's what she says as well. I mean, it's just like some lowbrow, just no moral character type crap right here that just really, really angers me. I mean, just to see other lawyers behave like this is such a mockery of the profession, and it's so just debasing of everything. Here's what she says about Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. Here, play this clip.
What do you think it means for whether or not he will decide to remove Fani Willis from this case? What does your gut tell you on this, Alina?
I don't think it's indicative necessarily of his actions in terms of Fani. I think that Fani, whatever she calls herself, she's got her own issues that are outside of this case that clearly have permeated her decision-making ability. And
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. And you know we cover it here on the Midas Touch Network. The problem is that AI, it needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds. It offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber 8x8 and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/Midas. That's oracle.com/Midas. oracle.com/Midas. You know, when Alina Habba and the right wing call her Fani, they go, Fani this, Fani that. Her name is Fani. It's not that she calls herself different names. You call her the wrong name on purpose. And it's not Fani or whatever she calls him. It's Fani Willis. She's the district attorney of Fulton County, Alina Habba. She would destroy you any day in court. This is an accomplished lawyer, unlike you, who have lost your way to the top of the Mar-a-Lago loser lawyers, and where you take selfies like this and walk around with $70,000 bags or whatever you're doing. I mean, that's who you are, and it's fairly despicable. I mean, would you make $3.5-4 million off of Trump's donors for legal fees and things like that? Anyway, now Alina Habba's asked here on Fox if she's gotten any closer to getting a bond in the New York Attorney General case, and watch what she says here. Here, play this clip.
I know they announced a bond in the Carroll case, around $90 million in the Carroll case this week. Any closer to getting a bond in the real estate case? And you're right, it's a judgment, not a settlement. No agreement made in that case.
Yeah, no, I unfortunately, I can't speak to that. That's privileged, and I am the attorney, one of the attorneys on that case. But like I said, the judgment's absurd, and the fact that we're even talking about this, Martha, is absurd. And I hope that the appellate division will do the right thing here, as we've seen them do a few times before.
Okay, we will see. Always good to...
And there she goes. Unfortunately, I can't say anything there. That's privileged. But you just went on and you talked about your legal strategy on all of the other issues. So that's privileged. which you've previously talked about before and said you were able to post the bond, which he was not able to. He had to actually get a surety to help. And now you're saying it's attorney-client privilege. I'm not sure you know what attorney-client privilege is. You know, you're his spokesperson who goes on and you literally talk about, in my opinion, privilege things all the time, you know, which raises the issue about waiver of the privilege and all of these things. But it seems you don't want to talk about that because, let's face it, he's not as rich as you claim he is. He wasn't able to post the bond on his own. He needed Chubb to come in and post the, to be his surety. But, you know, thank you for outlining your legal strategy in all of these other areas. And it just reminds me over here, though, like this is so typical Mar-a-Lago lawyer. Right here. Here's Alina Haba with Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend at Mar-a-Lago. This was on Super Tuesday where Donald Trump underperformed, where they're just selling a bunch of crap next to her. And just watch this, play this clip.
Got about 2 minutes with Trump attorney Alina Haba to talk about the latest decision in SCOTUS and what that means to potential getting out of the clear for any more kind of legal issues.
I think it's so big. I think it means a lot to America in general, and I think that's what we need to focus on right now. America first. And SCOTUS made the right decision, as you know. We've talked about it extensively, but they made the decision that relied on the Constitution and the bedrock of this country. Instead of bringing politics into our judicial warfare, legal lawfare, they decided that there needed to be a hard line. And they even said in their opinion, which I loved, it is time for America to turn the temperature down. And we have to do that. We got to turn this temperature down. I am so happy right now to be an American. I think we're about to turn things around. Tonight's a big night for President Trump, but it's also a big night to put everything that has happened for the last 3.5 years behind us. So yeah. I'm excited.
Good. And as I always talk about this, you know, these are just fairly incompetent people too. Like just not intelligent people, not fact-based people, you know, just not talented and just constantly gaslighting us all. That's why we're going to keep calling out. Calmly, just lay out the facts, let you decide. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers. Thanks to your support. Have a great day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.